Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
Up. Hello and happy day, sweet, beautiful friends. How is the world treating you today? It is so amazing how the heavens are so orchestrating things in our life, just the way that it's playing up. As you've heard me talk over and over again on the show about 2016 being the year of completion, and we've just moved now into the upswing. The upswing. It's so great to be in this place in space. There's everything in terms of our plans, our dreams, our ambitions, the goals of our soul, everything coming into the forefront, you know, living life with purpose and living life on purpose. And this upswing that we're feeling and that we're experiencing right now, even though some of the days might be a little heavier, I'm not going to deny that. But what we're feeling right now really is almost the opening of the year one. And that's exciting because we move into 2017, we begin to move into this new beginning, this new cycle of energy. And so you're probably feeling a lot different right now. You're probably feeling a lot of uncertainty right now. This really has been a year for that. You know, the closing of chapters, the letting go of what was, the finishing up of loose ends, the evaluation of what it is you really want to truly be, do, and have in life. And so it has been a significant time of change, a significant time of new beginnings. And that truly is what is being escalated and what is beginning to open up to all of us as 2017 approaches. So today's show topic is, of course, quite synchronistic in terms of that new beginning, this heart-centered, this inner knowing, our tapping into our most infinite and divine wisdom of our own self. You know, what is it? Where is it? How do we move forward? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? What is in store for me? What might happen? What might not happen? You know, all these questions that lead to uncertainty and doubt, we begin to really worry about so many things. We get caught up as little humans. We get caught up in our mind. And our mind creates all of these stories, and these stories build upon themselves. And as they build upon themselves, they can build within hope, they can build within inspiration and creativity, or they can take a whole different direction, which is pretty much what we're prone to do, into all of the uncertainty, the doubt, the worry, the what if it goes wrong, what if it doesn't work out, what if. And so it puts us into that category of being in fear, that category of limitation, you know. And these times, the energy of what is playing out in the universe now, that's an old way. It's an old pattern. There is not so much room anymore in this cycle of new beginning for us to not move forward with purpose, for us to not move forward on purpose. There's not much room. The universe is allowing, you know, allowing a glimpse of maybe the alternate choice, but our souls are guiding us. Our souls are taking over. There is this inner birthing of the authentic self that is being made visible. This is now, as we're moving into, you know, the 2017, where we're looking at new interests, new experiences. We might have new goals and new understandings, whether it be about life, whether it be about our own self. We've really taken a look at where we've been, where we are now. And there's this overlining of where we want to be next. But the biggest thing about this heart-centeredness, this tapping into our infinite wisdom, is that it can get, the uncertainty doesn't necessarily go away, but the uncertainty is backed with more hope, more faith, more certainty that all things are going to work out for the good. We've really been learning about our individuality this year. We've really been learning about what it is that makes us tick. What are our likes? What are our dislikes? What's working for us? What's not working? And during this time of self-discovery, we've been learning to adapt to changes. We've been learning to adapt to the things that are taking place inside of us, as well as what's taking place around us. And I think what's taking place around us, we can't be spiritually naive to what is playing out in the world. There is a lot of shakeup happening. There is a lot of negative, unhealthy, toxic worlds playing out. And I read a post earlier, you know, as I was scrolling through social media about people praying and asking for no more negativity in their news feeds, praying and asking for only the good stuff to show itself. And I think that in some way it's spiritually naive for us to turn a blind eye to the fact that there are these problems in the world and that there are people suffering in the world. And I'm not saying to delve into it in terms of the to bring you down, to be a part of the suffering, but to, as it's coming forward into the cycle, this aspect of where you are now in your life, this place of higher purpose, this place of higher service, that when the outside reality begins to show up, that we're faced with an opportunity to be of service, an opportunity, whether it become this voice of advocacy, whether it becomes a leader of change, whether you become that person of prayer to pray upon and to ask for help for, you know, humanity. It's important. This is the foundation. This, as we are opening into this of 2017, where we're sitting right now, we're creating the foundation. And so we need to get clear, not only about our personal lives, but to get clear on what kind of world it is that we want to contribute to. But we can't deny one part of it as if it doesn't exist. We can't just ask it to go away and not show itself so that we can be happy. It's about this ability to be able to... this ability to be able to see what we don't like seeing and being able to love anyway. That any situation we encounter that activates a deep feeling inside of us, that it's calling somewhere within our unique mind, our unique talent, and a need for us to be a full expression. The universe opening up this opportunity for us to truly be within our most authentic state. And so this heart-centeredness that I want to talk to you about today is about not only finding courage to live from the heart, courage to trust in the heart, but courage to stand up for what you know is truth for you, what you know is right for you, and to be that contribution to the world. It's so important. It's so important. We really, as I said, this has been a year of self-awareness. And I know even for my own self, you know, I feel in some ways that there is almost, for a good majority of people, that we've reached a place of a bit of spiritual maturity. That it not just being about the positive, and not just being about the good and the pleasing aspects of life, but to really take on this ability to be able to not only listen and follow our inner guidance, but to show up and to begin to contribute to the current circumstances, to be the change that we want to see in the world. And that's truly what is happening now as we move into this year one. We have the opportunity to truly be that change, to truly amplify, to illuminate, to exude, to create whatever it is, because one change leads to another, and we're being transported physically, emotionally, and spiritually from where we were. And so this is a great, great time for us to learn to navigate this with higher self, to navigate our choices, our decisions from a place deeper within all of us, a place where it is of support and is of encouragement and is of reassurance. Not only the fact that we're going to be okay and that all is well in the world, but for the reassurance that who we are does make a difference. The reassurance that we do have purpose. The reassurance that everything, you know, this call, this grand call of humanity, the reassurance that our long-term future is going to be taken care of. And so it means starting small. It means starting, you know, as I've said before, within our own self, within our own life, within our own families, our communities here, and allowing that to ripple out. But to be present within our own life, to not focus on what's wrong with the world, but to witness the world in what's playing out. And then to make a choice in how you or how we would like to be that contribution. So when we look at heart-centeredness, you know, I've read all kinds of books. I remember I've read all kinds of books. I've researched this over the years. When I first started my business, my slogan was centered on heart-centered living. And I was at a, I'm gonna say at an expo, and I had my first time out in a trade show, having a little booth and, you know, really trying to advertise my business, my services, and this aspect of heart-centered living. And I remember having a older gentleman come up to me, and he looked at me, and he looked at my sign, and he looked at me, and he looked at my sign again. And he says, "So what's this heart-centered living thing all about anyway?" And you know, it was interesting because when he asked me that, I had all of the logical things in my head that I knew and understand it to be based on all the research and the reading and the processes I had placed with or put in within my own life. But I recognized that I really, for a moment, was only just beginning to understand what that was. And so that's exactly how I responded to him. I said, it's about really falling into a deeper place within us. And I'm only just learning how to do this. And so if you're interested in learning with me, I'd love for you to come along. And he smiled and he says, "Well, you make a really good case." And he walked away. It was just this moment of realization. And I think that's the other part of it, is that we're always learning within it. And so, yes, heart-centered living, following our heart. There's a lot of different conflicting things out there that say that heart-centered living and following the guidance of the heart, we shouldn't do that. We need to think about things. We need to allow our mind to really help us to see what is right and true and logical, because we can't lose logic. And it's true, we can't lose that logical aspect of who we are, but we must integrate that with the guidance of the heart. And so I can tell you, you know, that is, the heart speaks truth. The heart, it's simple and it's as sacred as that. And no one knows better for us than what we know is better for us. Our heart speaks to us every single day. It has a language all of its own. And that language really is about that love. It speaks with kindness, as I said. It speaks with hope. It never speaks about fear. It never speaks about doubt. And the beautiful thing is, when we can follow the guidance of our heart, we're never betrayed by it. We never betray our own self. Our ego may betray us in some way. Our logic can talk us out of things, justifying what needs to happen based on current situations or circumstances. But our heart truly honors us. And when we can listen to the guidance from within, we really reach that place of not only being at ease with change or at ease with our decisions, we have more clarity around them. There's a feeling of more peacefulness. And, you know, our happiness really is restored because we're falling into trust with our own self. And our heart really holds the key to our life. You know, it's where it's like our heart is our connection to our soul, that deepest, most highest place within us, that little angel that exists. And so we can find out so much in terms of not only on a human aspect, in terms of our dreams and our wishes and our desires, but really what our purpose is, why we're here, what steps we can take to be the contribution we want to be as a part of the change. And so we can spend a lot of energy looking outside for answers. We can ask experts, we can read books, we can get the opinions of our friends, and all of that's good. You know, we seek advice, and that sometimes will help us to discern what is best or right or true for us. But honestly, the heart has all the answers. And it's a process of just simply quieting your mind long enough so that you can hear it. And that's the key. I remember working with a client of mine a few years ago, and she was making some new decisions and new choices for her life. And every time I would ask her, you know, what does your heart say? She'd say, oh, well, definitely. It's definitely yes. I'm definitely supposed to make this move. And I said, okay, so I want to take you through a process now. And I said, let's just work on getting you out of your head. And I said, let's go on a little journey and allow me to help you just ground and center and go deep within your own self. And really, let's create some silence. Let's create a place of nothing for a few moments. And so I took her through this process, and she felt very grounded and peaceful and calm. And I allowed her just to breathe there and to be there for a while. And then I asked her the question again, is it time for this change? Is it time for this move for you? Is this what is in your highest and best? And she got a no. And it shocked her, because the whole time she had herself convinced, or her ego had herself convinced, that she was in her heart, that it was what she would love. It was the right decision. It was the right choice. So this little process showed her that it's not a matter of the quick answer that comes into your head. It's not the matter of because it feels exciting in the moment. It's a matter of dropping down and centering and going deep, sitting in stillness and listening and being and tapping into something greater within us. That angel, that aspect of who we are, that knows why we're here, that divine being that exists inside for the right answer. You see, the beautiful thing about following the guidance of the heart, when we're learning how to do this, we're able to connect with all of the universal forces, all of the heavens, everything that is unseen. We begin to sit in counsel with something greater than who we are. And in that council, it is able to help us to navigate based on where we are now in our life, where we desire ourselves to be, but also what is in the highest and best for the evolution and the expansion of our own soul. To achieve and accomplish all of the higher purpose that we came here for. And so when we can learn to navigate in this way, we begin to make those choices and those decisions that are right, that are in alignment, and that honor our truth. And what someone else, the advice that someone else gives us, the answers that maybe we seek from others, may not be true for us. It might be truth for the person we've asked, but not true for us. And so deep within us is this inner self, this trust, this place where there are no mistakes. There is no wrong turn. To know that every decision and choice we make from that place is a part of the journey. It's learning to trust in the guidance. It's learning to embrace it. But our heart will always get us on path. It will always help to tell us what our next step is. I know in my practice, I work with a lot of clients that have all kinds of internal resources inside. Amazing, gifted, talented people. And so I provide space for them to come to the realization of their own inner power, of their own inner voice, of their own strength. And I've been able to witness some really significant shifts in their life this light that begins to shine in some of the darkest of times, you know, those times when they're the feeling of hopelessness is set in, to see the heart open, to see it being nurtured. And as they trust in their hearts, they learn to trust in themselves. And it really has created a lot of profound pivots in new directions. And I know even through my own journey, you know, I've come to realize that life isn't about the pain and the punishment. You know, it truly is the essence of the joy and the happiness and the love. And only I can find that within me. Only I can build upon and trust in that. And I've got to look after me within it, that energy, that angel. And so we can move and navigate through life and coming from that loving space and making those heart-centered decisions. When we trust our heart, it is in the highest and best for us. It's in the highest and best for everyone involved. That's what's beautiful. We're no longer coming from that mind where it's that fearful space, centered in the moment, you know, connected. And each of us have an answer within us. We are each the creators of our lives. And we just need to take a break. We need to create that stillness. But we do have the ability to really free ourselves, to make significant changes, to know what is truth and right for us, to know what our next step is, to find out the answers to some of our biggest burning questions. And the answers may surprise you, just as they did with my client when she thought for sure this change was happening, for sure she was moving. And when she centered in her heart, she got a no. No, she wasn't. It wasn't a good decision for her. And it surprised her because her mind had convinced her of all of these ideologies of what it will be once she made the move or once she made the change. So it's really interesting because, you know, the answers aren't outside. The answers are within. We have everything. So think about this. Your fear, your doubt, your stress. All of that is created from the outside viewpoint of witnessing or observing. All of that is about when we witness it, we begin thinking about it. And so then it becomes amplified. It creates everything. That our external environment is not as responsible as what we say that it is. How we're reacting inside, the story our mind starts to take on, is what creates the fear, the doubt, the stress, the worry. Not the external circumstances. Not the fact of whether you have a job or you don't have a job. Whether you're healthy or you're not healthy. Whatever. You know, whether there's terrorism or no terrorism, whether there's kindness or unkindness. It really is this, that any event that occurs does not impact or have a say on how we become in our life. That those events occurred, but when we can take care of ourselves, when we can fall into our heart, when we can listen and do what feels right, we find our equilibrium with it. We begin to flow. We begin to move forward, as I said, with a little bit more hope. Hope grows into faith. Listening within, asking our own self, talking, sitting down, having a cup of coffee, and talking to ourselves. It's more than intuition. Intuition is the gut feeling. Intuition is the inspiring feeling or energy you have. Your intuition picks up on what's right or wrong. Your intuition picks up on possibilities. Your intuition helps to steer you and navigate you. But deep into your heart is where you get to follow your passions and where you find out how to express your new unique gifts and talents into the world without fear. I'm going to talk about more of this after the commercial break.
Thank you. Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. Three, very relaxed. Two, there you go. One.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
All right, so we are talking about heart-centered living. We're talking about deep, deep within and finding out what is true and right and best for us as individuals, you know, as we're moving forward. And we're this new beginning of what 2017 is starting to show for us. As I said earlier, it's starting to take the foundation for us. We're starting to, especially this week, there is this great opening, which is really putting us on purpose, which is calling for not only self-responsibility in our choices, but also in terms of really getting clear on what are our passions, what are the things that we want to begin to live, and what is it that truly is going to fulfill us? You know, what fulfills our soul? What ignites us with the passion and causes us to thrive in life? And that's really, you've been probably, you know, asking yourself a lot of questions. And if you are, not surprising, because it's the universe poking at you, asking you, demanding of you, calling you forward to start that internal inquiry. What's so amazing, you know, as we approach this, we can look at the new year coming up. And for many people, they put New Year's resolutions into place. And New Year's resolutions are all wonderful and great. The thing about resolutions is we end up by the end of January, we've gone nowhere. Because Our New Year's resolutions are set based on what the mind has conceived, the idealisms of how what the mind feels is going to be in our highest and best. We've rationalized, we've got the logic, we understand what may need to happen. And so we put ourselves onto this program to make change. And then we crash and burn by the time January, the end of January comes about. And it hasn't been without good intention. But the thing is, it truly isn't about what the mind can conceptualize as being the best for us. It's about what is deeper inside of us, what is in alignment and what is right and truth for us. Our heart knows what is best. And so when, you know, the thing about our mind is our mind likes to convince us we're heading in the right direction, because the mind and the body are used to working together in that way. The mind leads, the body follows. The body shows shows some sort of manifestation of illness or discomfort. The mind says, oh, whoa, what's going on? But there's a little bit, there's another part of that equation. It's about really getting into this place deeper inside of our own self so that the heart is guiding. And when the heart guidance comes through, the mind has the information and the mind can then put things into action. And the body begins to balance and find flow with it as it integrates with the new changes. You see, our mind wants proof that heart-centered living works. The only problem, if there is a problem, so to speak, is that we don't get proof until we start following our heart. We can't take on this place of being creators in our life and expect to have everything manifest first for us to know that creation is really happening. We have to take that leap of uncertainty, leaping into the unknown. Nancy Levin's book, you know, taking the jump, you know, questioning whether it's time to jump, to move forward, to take a chance. So it feels awkward at first. It truly does. It feels awkward to start following your heart because our mind is so set to automatically question everything. But it does end up creating a place where it begins to feel safer. And I want to rephrase that. The mind has us convinced that it's safer to follow our logic because of past experiences, because of old stories that we've carried. But it truly, our mind is a part of our creation, a part of achieving, our part of accomplishing. Because as I said earlier, it's the part, we do call upon our logic, our mind to help us activate and create action steps. But it's our heart that guides it. It's our heart that really does know. So whether you call the heart, and I really want to get clear on this, because I'm a type of person, I believe in all things being one. I believe that no matter the word you put on it, it's all of the same consciousness, it's all of the same power, it's all of the same, it all comes from the same place. So what I'm talking to here, you know, we talk about the heart, is really about connecting to something bigger than you. You might call it spirit. You might call it the unconscious, God, the higher self, the universe. I don't want you to worry so much about what label it is. It really becomes more about honoring the results that it produces in life. And so to know that when I speak of the heart, to speak of the soul, to speak of the angel, to speak of the one. And so our heart and mind, what begins to happen, you know, it's not like we kill our mind. It's not like we say, mind, you have no purpose with me anymore. You're out of here. It really is about this aim of creating a balanced approach to it, where we let our heart and mind integrate. So as I said, they begin to work as a team, that we can follow our heart and our mind can not only see the results, but as I said earlier, the mind can help us to orchestrate things. So again, the initial step, that jump, it's the initial one is faith. The initial jump is uncertainty. The initial jump into following the heart is definitely not easy. But what's so beautiful is that over time, and very quickly, I might add, is that the universe starts to, not only as we take action in it, we begin to acquire proof. That's just how the universe works. And sometimes you might look at people who are living their passion and think that you'll never be able to do that. They must have it so easy. Look at them. They're fearless. They simply take things one day at a time, you guys. They've learned to listen to their heart. They've learned to move forward. They don't have a magical ability. They feel fear. They feel overwhelmed. They feel confusion. Just like you. The difference in is that they've developed trust within themselves. They've developed the trust of the relationship with their higher self, with the cosmos. And they overcome their fears and they work through them. And so the fact that you feel that even there's fear there, I want to reassure you that, you know, that if it's creating discomfort, you're probably on the right path. If fear is coming up, you're going the right direction. Because it's going to be there to greet you. It's going to show up. But it's about learning to navigate and trust in the unknown, in the unseen, before things become tangible. Always have to remember that. So I can't give you the exact steps to follow your heart, because it's so different for each and every one of us. But it really, you know, your experiences may be different. But I do want to share a little bit of this process that I do, so that maybe something I say really kind of clicks in you and will help you to get into maybe the right direction. So part of it, you know, becomes a matter of breath. We can look at the importance of breathing. I mean, our physical bodies go into breath and breathing very easily. We don't have to tell our lungs to take an inhale. We don't have to tell our lungs to exhale. Our body just kind of knows what to do. But this becomes a focused intention of paying attention to the breath, the inhale, the exhale. And I like to close my eyes. I like to close my eyes as I do it. It helps me, especially I always say that I might be a little bit ADHD because I get very distracted by my environment. It's the Gemini in me. I like sparkly things and, you know, things catch my attention very easily. So I like to close my eyes. I like to really, that's where I find my centeredness is through my breath. And just to be able to, just to be present, creating the space, creating the nothing. I breathe myself from an intention, from the top of my head in the busyness of what the mind is. I acknowledge the mind. I see the mind and thank it for all the thinking it does. In fact, I actually cause myself to think even more in this process. I begin, and for many clients who've worked with me, we've gone through this process, but I begin to think about yesterday, to think about what I have to do today, to think about what I have to do tomorrow. I think about how much gas I have in my car. I think about what groceries I need to buy. I think about my laundry. I think about my clients. I think about my kids. I think about what worked really well, and I think about things I need to do. I think about everything. I just begin to think. I begin to think even about pairing socks. I know it sounds silly, but I just give my mind all kinds of things to think about. It creates this energetic almost pressure. You'll be able to feel it as you begin to overthink things. For many of you, you're probably overthinkers anyway. So this part of the exercise is really easy for you. So you just begin to think about everything you possibly can. And then just energetically, just through intention, begin to allow yourself to move from the top of your head and just to be able to come down, to energetically feel as if you're on an elevator. Maybe you're taking stairs. Whatever it is, there's this feeling or this essence of going down deep, deep within somewhere sacred. And there's a stillness that begins to happen as you go past your eyes and your nose and moving forward through this process. Getting down into the center, you know, of your chest, feeling your breath again, centering and grounding here. As I'm going through this process, I'm reminded of a client of mine who was so overwhelmed with thinking, was so overwhelmed with uncertainty, was so at her wit's end in terms of indecisiveness and fear and doubt and worry. And when I took her through this process of getting out of her mind and breathing down into her heart to center and to ground, she burst into tears. She was so emotional. She had never felt that peace before. She had never felt that nothing before, the stillness, the calm. And so she just breathed here, and I just gave her time to be here. The beautiful thing that happened is that she said she felt more presence of love in that few minutes of connection deep inside of her than she had ever felt before. And that's the beauty of it. You see, what happens is our mind is reunited. And what I mean by reunited is when we incarnate, it's like we take the plunge, we jump off this pure little divine soul that we are. And when we hit the physical body, we separate. That our soul goes to our heart, and all of our human aspect, everything we take on in terms of the mind, the thinking, for our human experience, a part of us separates and goes to the mind. And so this was like a reunion for her, where the mind came down into the heart, where she got to be one with herself again. Beautiful. And so then it becomes a matter of just staying here in this beautiful energy, in this beautiful time of presence with your own self, just to breathe there, to listen to your body, just to ask some questions and wait to see what ideas come to mind, what thoughts, what feelings, what sensations begin to play up. It's about learning to listen. It's about learning to trust in the process. And then taking movements forward. After we have some clarity, we open our eyes from here. Things become brighter. Things feel easier. They feel lighter. When I speak about the fact that when we're centered in our heart and to pay attention to what comes to mind, it's important to know that during this process, once we've got out of our head and we've become centered, that we're thinking with our heart mind. We're thinking with our soul. We're thinking with our highest self. And so the ideas and thoughts that come are not one that are ego-based, that are out of fear and uncertainty, but thoughts that are inspiring, hopeful, encouraging. And there may be no thought at all. And the goal is not to get an answer. The goal is not to find out everything at once. The goal of it is to create the peace. The goal of it is to create the stillness, the presence with our own self, just to be in that moment of now. So you may not, you know, we worry about getting it right. We may not get it right all the time, and we have to be okay with that too. But just working the process, just allowing yourself to fall deep into your heart, to ask questions, to meditate, to allow these divine forces that are around us, to allow spirit, to allow the angels, to allow all of heaven to help us. There's a positive feeling that comes when we get a message in our heart. There's a positive feeling, a rush of energy. It's exhilarating. And even though we might still be a little confused, because that's what will happen, there's this growing and evolving certainty that begins to resonate. And that certainty, that feeling, that rush of energy is always a sign that you're on the right path. It's always a sign that you're moving forward in the right direction. And so you have to experiment with this a little bit. You have to experiment. You have to play with it. You have to give it a try. And I'll tell you what, the whole process of even learning how to bring your mind into your heart can be a game all itself. Because there's lots of times where I know even for my own self, I'd be in my head and I'm bringing myself down and bringing myself into the center. And all of a sudden, poof, I'm back up in my head. And so I get back up in my head and bring myself down again, teaching our mind to slow down, teaching the connection of the mind to the heart, teaching our own self how to create the stillness. This is incredibly, this process, I'll tell you, this heart-centered process is incredible for us little Geminis of the world. Especially when we completely have thoughts all the time. And I know that we're not the only ones susceptible to having thoughts. And so I just know that from my own experience, and that's where I talk from, it really has allowed for that peace of mind, because it is where peace of mind exists, deep, deep within. So then becomes this process, you know, of practicing, of taking a few minutes here and there to see what it feels like to be grounded and centered inside, to experience the sensations, the feelings that our body goes through. And over time of practicing, of moving from head to heart, you can begin to ask some deeper internal questions. You begin to ask whether a change of job is a good choice for you. If the job you're thinking about is the right job for you. You begin to have what could be uncertainty about your financial future reassured, because you can ask if it's going to be financially feasible. Is it going to benefit you, your family, or others based on this decision? Paying attention to the yes of it, paying attention to the euphoria that it causes in response as the heavens speak through you, and trusting in that, in what you're being told. Yes, it's going to go well. Yes, it's all going to work out. Yes, there's a new job. Yes, it's the right job. And it can also be in terms of relationships. Is this a healthy relationship for me to be in? You may get a yes. You may get a no. Sometimes when we get a yes, though, and this becomes where it's not about jumping, because our mind wants to jump. As soon as we get a yes on it, we're like, perfect, I know exactly what to do. It's time to jump into action. I want to invite you to slow things down a little bit more here. I want to invite you to slow things down, to ask another question. And to, when you're centered, and to say, is it, you know, let's go to the healthy relationship. Is this a healthy relationship for me to pursue? And you might get a yes. And it's like, oh, awesome, I found the one. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. The next question to ask yourself, is it time to pursue this relationship? If it's the job, is a change of career in my highest and best? You might get a yes. The next question becomes, is it time for a change of career? You may get a no. Learning to go one step further, ask one more question to get more clarity, but more importantly, to ask if it's time, becomes really important. Because the timing is so orchestrated, is so synchronistic with the universal forces all around us, that we must be able to let go of what our idea of when it needs to happen, to allowing for something bigger to show us when. And so if you get a no, honor it as a no. If you get a no, just let it go. It doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. It just means that it's not time. It just means that maybe there's something that needs to shift or evolve or change within you, or something that needs to shift or evolve and a change with the employer or the person that you're seeking the relationship with. But come back to it. If it's something that you really, you know, want to get some answers on, look at, come back to it. Come back to it in 3 days. Come back to it in 2 weeks. Come back and ask again. Is this a healthy relationship for me to pursue? Yes. Is it time? No. 3 days later, is this a healthy relationship to pursue? Yes. Is it time? No. 2 weeks later, is this a healthy relationship for me to pursue? Yes. Is it time? Yes. You see, now you know exactly when to take action. Now the mind can start creating scenario in which to help and support to make this happen, to start the conversation. Is it time for a change in career? No. Is a change of career healthy for me? Yes. Is it time for it? No. Ask in 3 days. Ask in 2 weeks. Ask in 3 months. Trust the guidance. Trust what comes from deep within, and you will never, ever, ever make the wrong decision. Even when things don't go right, what you judge as being right, even when things don't go well, even when things don't go quite how you expected them to go, trust that in the guidance of your heart, that every aspect of those choices were in your highest and best, and the highest and best of everyone involved, and the highest and best for the evolution of your soul, and the highest and best in accomplishing all of the goals that your angel is here to accomplish in this lifetime. Our mind drives us crazy with doubt and uncertainty. It causes us to procrastinate, to hesitate. We can talk ourselves out of the next best thing for us. You see, our mind doesn't know when the answer to our prayers is present, but our heart does. Because our heart is tuned in and tapped into something much bigger than who we are. It is tuned in and tapped in to the wisdom of the universe. It's tapped into all of the resources available to make things happen. And our heart does know what is best. Our heart does know, because our heart is our soul. Our heart is our angel. And our angel is never, ever going to be unkind to us. It's never going to misguide, mislead. It's never going to wound or hurt us. So my sweet friends, I want to invite you to get out of your head, get in your heart, start having some conversations between yourself and yourself with the cosmos. Start trusting in what is truth and right for you and your reality and however it's playing out in whatever you observe and witness. I want to invite you to not run away from it, but to show up as the light, to show up as the love, and to show up and breathe and be and illuminate and shine and be you in the world. Be the you that you were created to be. From my heart to yours, I wish you all the best. Follow your heart. Always. Bye for now.